Good morning, everybody. Now, last week we were looking at the positive effects that computers have had on our society. This week I'd like to talk about one of the negatives: computer viruses. Okay, so what is a computer virus? Well, it's a software program that's been created by a human programmer with the single intention of corrupting and destroying useful programs. Put in simple terms, it's a way of causing lots of trouble for ordinary people. It's known as a virus because, although it's not a biological organism, it functions in a similar way in that it looks for a host, that is, a body, your computer, in which to live and multiply, with the one aim of destroying that host. Let's go back 50 years. In 1949, the first model of a computer virus program was presented in a paper by John von Neumann. Soon after this was published, a game known as Core Wars appeared on the scene. Core Wars was initially created for intellectual entertainment by three Americans working on large mainframe computers. By the 1980s, for the very small sum of $2 postage, anyone could get details on how to play Core Wars and create programs that could escape from the game and destroy other programs. Computer viruses are picked up in much the same way as their biological counterparts, that is, through contact with others. And this can happen very easily, as literally millions of people are in touch with each other by email every day. Virus programs are often intentionally placed within useful programs, such as commercial websites, or they're included in software that you might have got from friends or downloaded from somewhere without knowing its real source. It seems quite hard to believe that anyone would go to all this trouble to intentionally spoil the data.